More than 2 pounds of meth was recovered during a traffic stop in Independence County. 47-year-old Jason Daniel Smith was arrested after Arkansas State Police stopped him for speeding on U.S. Highway 167. Smith was on parole and a search was conducted. Police found bags of meth, ecstasy, and other drugs hidden in his shoes and socks. Then, during a search of his vehicle, they found $6,554 in cash and a grocery bag containing over 2 pounds of meth and 451 grams of synthetic marijuana. They also seized a notebook containing names and cash amounts. Smith is charged with trafficking a controlled substance and possession of a Scheduled 1, 2, 4, and 5 controlled substance with the purpose to deliver. Smith was also charged as an habitual offender. He was taken to Independence County Jail. Bond set at $30,000. He'll be in court on May 20th. A man from Ash Flat has been arrested in Sharp County on several charges, including pornography. 30-year-old Austin Miller was arrested on charges of distributing, possessing, or viewing a matter depicting sexually explicit conduct involving a child, computer child pornography, and computer exploitation of a child. He's being held in Sharp County Detention Center. The Carter County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of 3 people. Tuesday, members of the Carter County Sheriff's Office launched an investigation into stolen property case that quickly widened in scope. As deputies worked the initial report, they uncovered evidence from a second victim who had also been targeted, leading to the immediate arrest of 2 individuals, Shayla Wells and Chad Cora, both of Elsinore. The investigation provided significant grounds for a search warrant, which was served at the home of Thomas Robbins in Elsinore. During the search, deputies located and recovered several of the reported stolen items, along with a substance that field tested positive for meth. Thomas Robbins was arrested and charged with felony possession of a controlled substance and misdemeanor receiving stolen property. Shayla Wells is charged with misdemeanor receiving stolen property, and Chad Core is charged with felony stealing $750 or more. A man from Mountain Home was arrested early this morning on drug charges. 58-year-old Philip Reeves is charged with possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, meth or cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a traffic violation. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $5,000. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a man from Ava on drug charges. 48-year-old Dustin Chad Prock was arrested and charged with 3 counts of possession of a controlled substance. He's also charged with possessing 4 firearms while being in possession of a controlled substance. Bond was set at $2,500 cash only. At the time of Prock's arrest, he had an active warrant for operating a vehicle without a valid license, failure to maintain financial responsibility, and exceeding the posted speed limit with a bond of $300 cash. A Mountain Home man was injured in a motorcycle accident Monday in Clinton County, Missouri. The Highway Patrol reports that the 46-year-old man suffered serious injuries when he hit a curb on a roundabout and crashed the bike. The man was taken to Cameron Regional Medical Center. The accident happened on Missouri 116 at U.S. 69, 10 miles west of Polo. A woman from Donovan was injured in a 2-vehicle accident west of Harville. The Highway Patrol reports the 46-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when she pulled into the path of a vehicle driven by a man from Naylor. The accident happened on U.S. 160, 4 miles west of Harville. Tuesday's Election Day in Missouri, there are several local contested races we'll be watching closely. Today, we'll take a look at the Howe County races. County voters will be asked to decide on Proposition 1, which is a 0.5% sales tax for capital improvement. West Plains School District will elect 3 school board members. Candidates include Ashton Atlas, Jim Laurie, Jody Pergerson, Reed Grigsby, and Jimmy Thompson. Bakersfield School District will elect 1 board member. Candidates include Jana Gawley and Stanton Corey Land. In Mountain View, residents will elect a mayor. The candidates are Todd Mitchell and Karen Gaddy and John Krasuski. They will also choose an East Ward alderman. Candidates there are Judy Coulter, Bryce Cooper, and Toby Orchard. In the West Ward for alderman, the candidates are Rick Thornton and Calvin Berry. In Willow Springs School District, they'll elect 3 school board members. Candidates are Adam Webb, Michael Myers, David Ryan Baldridge, Brendan Wilson, Casey McKee, and Matt Hobson. Tomorrow we'll look at the contested races in Oregon County. The Ozark Small Business Incubator is hosting Pitch Fest. Heather Fisher tells us about it.
Pitch Fest is coming up at Osby in the month of April. If you have a business idea you've been thinking about, but you haven't taken the leap yet, or maybe you have an existing idea that you want to take to the next level, then Pitch Fest is right for you. It's an opportunity for those individuals with a business idea to pitch or share their business idea for a chance to win $1,000 cash plus $1,000 website development scholarship, mentoring, and more. The deadline to enter Pitch Fest is April 13th. All you have to do is go to Osby's website at osby.com and enter to win.
Pitch Fest is sponsored by Simmons Bank. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office weekly arrest report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.